مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. والله إذا إيش أخي، ما دي برادر إز دلائل النبوة. دلائل النبوة is a huge topic and you can refer to the books of دلائل النبوة. معك الصحيح المسند من دلائل النبوة للشيخ مقبل رحمه الله تعالى. And before that, another have a lost book that discussing about دلائل النبوة. دلائل النبوة means things that proven, miracles that proven that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah تعالى. You understand? This for the believers to get an extra yaqeen. You understand? Extra yaqeen. The دلائل النبوة, دلائل النبوة, أصل دلائل النبوة is two types. دلائل النبوة السمعية ودلائل النبوة العقلية, النقلية والعقلية. دلائل النبوة means the things that the evidence that the Prophet is the messenger of Allah from the Kitab and the Sunnah. You understand? Then the evidence that the Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala according to the reality, from the reality and from the logic. All they support each other 100%. From the Kitab and the Sunnah is clear. انظر كلام الله تعالى في القرآن. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل لأخذنا منه باليمين ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزين. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a liar, or he transferred to you a false news and false opinions and this and that, you think Allah Jalla, the creator, will let him continue what he's doing? Not just that, create from the followers, support him, aid him until the end. Absolutely no. Adam dala'i nubuwa. You understand? Same thing, ya akhwan fillah, how many dala'i nubuwa we have from the statements of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All the miracles that happen in the Quran and the Sunnah, that Allah mentions in the Quran and the Sunnah, is from His dala'il nubuwa. Everything. How many miracles cannot be counted? Same thing, the dala'il nubuwa al-aqliyya, al-mantiqiyya. Dala'il, it's a reality evidence regarding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, can you understand who and what's meaning of Muhammad and Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A person who started the da'wah himself only, then invite his wife and call her to Allah Ta'ala, she respond. Then Abu Bakr wa Ali, then Zayd ibn Haritha, then one by one among the companions. Start from one person until became ummah. Continue and remain for hundreds of centuries after centuries after centuries after centuries. You claim this is a false. Which kind of false could continue and be by this kind of form and way if it's not wahi from Allah Ta'ala? Which thing? The people who they say it's not in logic, you are unlogic. The people they say the prophetic contracts with the logic, you the people who contracts with the logic. It's possible all those people and all these billions of followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship Allah Ta'ala with the path and the way that he sent to them. No, they don't have logic. You're the only person who have logic. They don't understand, you're the person who understand. They have low IQ and you and them have higher IQ. Makes sense. Makes sense that all these things doesn't make sense for them. Doesn't matter who they are and how they are, all the genius, all the smart, all kind of type of people among them. You're the only one who makes sense. You are the one who doesn't make sense. You're the one who doesn't have logic. Simple as that. Huh? Same thing, Akhwani Fillah. Possible the creator. You know what? Ibn Abi'l-Izz rahmahullah ta'ala said, and same thing Shaykh Salam Taymi rahmahullah ta'ala among his statements, he said the people who they claim, among those philosophers, among those liberals, among these seculars, among those all those kind of sick people, sick in mentalities and in the hearts also, those people who they claim that the prophecy and the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't make sense for them, they are stopping the glory of the Lord Jalla wa Ala. From which side? Can you imagine a man create, according to what they said, create kind of statements and false news, spread it, and this kind of false keep continue all these 100 years after each other, and falsing all those kind of humans in the dunya, and all of them inside kind of magic. and they practicing something that it doesn't make sense for this sick man. And the Lord Jalla, the Creator Al-Azim, he remain silent and he do nothing toward this kind of false and cheating. A'udhu Billah. This kind of understanding comes from a person that doesn't have understanding. This, the statement when they say, this kind of claim is stopping the glory of Allah Ta'ala. That's why Allah Jalla wa'ala said, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ. If he lied to us, we are not going to leave him like that. لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ. Gonna caught him. ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. No one can protect him. عليه الصلاة والسلام. معاذ الله. وهكذا يقول الله عز وجل, ما كان لنبي أن يغل ومن يغل ليأتي ما غل يوم القيامة. There is no prophet possible for any prophet to do anything that from himself, not from Allah Azza wa Jal. And he comment an order against his Lord and he continued. It's impossible. And whoever among us did such act like that will be judged on Qiyamah, but not the prophets. Till the end. So this is among the Dala'in Nubuwa also. Barakallahu feekum. I tell you this in a brief.